This is Audible.
Podium Audio presents Quicksilver, Book 1 of the Fae and Alchemy series, written by Callie Hart, performed by Anthony Palmini and Stella Bloom. Chapter 1. The Climb. You know, there's really no need for all this violence. It was common knowledge in Zilvaran City that to lie to a guardian meant death. I knew this in a first-hand, painful way that most other Zilvarans did not. Almost a year ago to the day, I'd watched one of the Queen's men clad in beaten golden armor gut my neighbor for lying about his age. And before that, and far worse, I'd stood silently in the street while my mother's throat had been split wide open, spilling jets of hot peasant blood into the sun-baked sand. As the handsome guardian's hand closed around my neck now, his beautifully engraved gauntlet reflecting the glare of the twin suns overhead like a golden mirror, it was a miracle I didn't crack open and yield my secrets like a piece of overripe fruit. His metal-tipped fingers gouged deeper into the hollow of my throat.
Name, age, ward. Spit it out. Low-tier citizens aren't permitted in the hub.
He snarled. Like most cities, Zilvaran, the great and shining banner of the north, was fashioned after the shape of a wheel. Around the city's outer limits, the different spokes, walls designed to keep people contained in their wards, towered 50 meters high above the shantytowns and overflowing sewers. The guardian gave me an impatient shake.
Answer quick, girl, or I'll have you dispatched through the fifth gate of hell directly.
I groped loosely at his gauntlet, nowhere near strong enough to break his grip, and smirked, rolling my eyes up toward the bone-white sky.
How am I supposed to tell you anything if I can't fucking breathe?
The guardian's dark eyes simmered with rage. If anything, the pressure he applied to my windpipe intensified.
You have any idea how hot it is in the palace cells during reckoning, thief? No water? No clean air? The reek of rotting corpses is enough to make the high executioner vomit. You'll be dead within 3 hours. Mark my words.
The palace cells were a sobering thought. I'd been caught stealing once before and had been sent down there for a grand total of 8 minutes. 8 minutes had been enough. During reckoning, when the suns, Balia and Min, were at their closest and the afternoon air shivered with heat, being trapped below ground in the festering sore that passed as a prison beneath the immortal queen's palace would not be fun. And besides, I was badly needed above ground. If I didn't make it back to the forge before dusk, the deal I'd spent hours brokering last night would fall through. No deal meant no water. No water meant the people I cared about would suffer. Much as it irked me, I submitted.
Lissa Fossick, 24, single.
I winked at him, and the bastard squeezed harder. Dark hair and blue eyes weren't common in the Silver City. He would remember me. The age I'd given him was real, as was my pathetic romantic status, but the name I'd provided wasn't. My real name? No way I was handing that over without a fight. This bastard would shit himself if he realized he had THE Ceres Fane in his grasp.
Ward,
the guardian demanded. Gods alive, so insistent. He was about to wish he'd never asked.
The third.
The guardian shoved me down onto the blistering sand, and superheated particles scorched the back of my throat as I accidentally breathed them in. I sucked my next breath in through the sleeve of my shirt, but filtering out the sand that way only did so much. A couple of grains always worked their way through the fabric. The guardian staggered back.
Residents of Third Ward are quarantined. Punishment for leaving the ward is...
There was no punishment for leaving the Third. No one had ever done it before. Those unlucky enough to find themselves scraping out a living in the dirty back alleys and stinking side streets of my home usually died before they could even think about escape. Standing over me, the guardian's anger shifted into something closer to fear. It was then that I noticed the small plague bag hanging from his belt and realized that he, like thousands of others in Zelvarin, was a believer. With a panicked lurch, he raised his foot and brought the sole of his boot crashing down onto my side. Pain stole my breath as he brought up his boot to kick me again. This was far from my first beating. I could take a shit-kicking as well as the next downtrodden scammer, but I didn't have time to accommodate Madra's fanatical followers this afternoon. I had somewhere to be, and I was running out of time.